Hello, savvy investors. Welcome to Investment Buffet. What's on your plate? Another juicy slice of our wisdom series right here in the Profit Mancer Money Mastery Program. I'm Sharon, your financial maestro for today, and we're about to embark on a culinary journey through the world of investments. But unlike your typical buffet where you might regret that extra serving of lasagna, here every choice can serve up a healthy portion of returns. Let's dig into the smorgasbord of investment options and strategies that can help you and your business thrive. Today, we're not just nibbling on appetizers, we're going all in for a full course meal that covers the breadth of investment strategies tailored for both personal prosperity and business growth. From stocks to bonds, real estate to mutual funds, and some exotic dishes like venture capital, understanding what each brings to the table is crucial. We'll also explore how to mix these ingredients perfectly to match your financial palate and goals. Just like a well-rounded meal includes proteins, veggies, and carbs, a healthy investment portfolio includes a mix of asset classes. Diversification isn't just a fancy investor term, it's your best bet against the indigestion of market volatility. We'll talk about balancing risky assets with safer bets to keep your financial health in tip-top shape. Ah, stocks, the meat and potatoes, they can be filling and fulfilling when chosen wisely. Whether it's tech giants or retail superstars, picking stocks is about knowing the market trends and the health of businesses. Remember, stocks are like seasons. They can be volatile or mellow. Timing and choice are everything. Then bonds, your dietary fiber. Bonds might not be as sexy as stocks, but they're essential for digestive balance in your portfolio. They offer a more stable investment option, usually providing fixed interest returns that are the crackers to your soup. Then there's real estate, the hearty stew. Owning property can be as satisfying as a homemade stew. It's substantial, can be tailored to your taste, and typically appreciates over time, providing both rental income and value increases. Then there's mutual funds and ETFs, the buffet itself. For those wanting a bit of everything, mutual funds and ETFs let you invest in a basket of assets. Whether you're a fan of aggressive growth or prefer a more conservative approach, these funds offer a way to spread your risk across various assets. And finally, there's the exotic delights, venture capital and cryptocurrencies. For the adventurous diners, venture capital and cryptocurrencies offer a taste of the exotic, high risk, potentially high reward, but not for the faint of heart. Let's start off looking at diversifying your investment plate. Imagine stepping up to a grand buffet where every dish represents a different asset class. There's a sizzling array of options: stocks, bonds, real estate, mutual funds, and more. Just like a well-rounded meal includes proteins, veggies, and carbs, a healthy investment portfolio includes a diverse mix of these asset classes. But why diversify? Because it's your best bet against the indigestion of market volatility. Diversification isn't just a sophisticated investor term, it's a practical strategy to spread out risks. Think of it this way: if one dish or asset class turns sour, it won't ruin your whole meal, or in financial terms, your entire portfolio won't suffer. Instead, other better performing assets can help balance out the losses. We'll explore strategies for balancing risky assets like stocks and commodities, which can offer high returns but come with higher risk, with safer bets like bonds or treasury securities, which provide more stable, predictable returns. This balancing act is crucial to maintaining your financial health in top shape. Furthermore, diversification also taps into the potential of different economic cycles where certain sectors or asset types perform better than others at different times. By spreading your investments across various asset classes, you can potentially reduce the losses experienced in one area with gains in another, smoothing out the overall returns of your portfolio over time. In the upcoming sessions of the ProfitMancer Money Mastery Program, we'll dive even deeper into diversification strategies. Stay tuned, because understanding and implementing robust diversification techniques is fundamental not just to surviving the financial markets, but to thriving in them. Stocks are the meat and potatoes of the investment world, substantial, nourishing, and a staple in most investment diets. When chosen wisely, stocks from sectors like technology giants or retail superstars can significantly bolster your financial portfolio. However, picking stocks is much like selecting the perfect produce. It requires an understanding of market trends and the financial health of businesses. Remember, stocks are like seasons. They can be volatile or mellow, surging in sunny economic conditions or plummeting during financial storms. The timing of your investment and the choice of stocks are crucial in determining your success. However, let's face it, picking winning stocks is not a simple feat. It requires not only an in-depth analysis of company fundamentals, but also an understanding of broader market forces, competitor dynamics, and often even global economic indicators. For most individual investors, consistently selecting stock winners is challenging and fraught with risks. This is where index funds come into play, a practical alternative for those who find picking individual stocks overwhelming. So, an index fund is a type of mutual fund or exchange-traded fund ETF designed to follow or track the components of a market index, such as the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, or the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Instead of trying to beat the market, index funds aim to mirror the performance of the index they track, offering a passive broad market exposure. Investing in an index fund means you are buying a small piece of all the companies in the index, spreading out your risk across many assets. This diversification reduces the impact of poor performance by any single company on your overall portfolio. Moreover, index funds are generally more cost-effective than actively managed funds because they have lower expense ratios due to their passive management style. For many investors, especially those who aren't stock market experts or those who cannot afford the time and risk of stock picking, index funds provide a simpler, more predictable path to investing. They offer the advantage of market-wide diversification and the potential for steady growth over time without the need to analyze individual stocks. Now, bonds might not be the headline grabbers like stocks, but think of them as the dietary fiber of your investment portfolio, essential for maintaining a healthy financial digestive system. They offer a stable and generally reliable investment option that provides fixed interest returns, acting as the crackers to your financial soup. But let's dive a bit deeper into how bonds work and what makes them such a staple in diversified portfolios. Bonds are essentially loans that investors provide to corporations, governments, municipalities, or other entities. In return, the issuer promises to pay back the loan on a specified date, known as the maturity date, and to make regular interest payments, known as coupon payments, at a predetermined rate. The reliability and safety of a bond are indicated by its credit rating. These ratings provided by agencies like Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch assess the issuer's financial health and the likelihood that it will be able to make its payments on time. Ratings range from AAA, which is the highest rating, denoting extremely low risk, down to D, which indicates the issuer is already in default. Bonds rated BBB or above by Standard & Poor's, or BAA or above by Moody's, are considered investment grade, reflecting a relatively low risk of default. Below these levels, bonds are considered high yield or junk bonds, offering higher interest rates to compensate for their higher risk of default. Bonds can also be traded on the secondary market, which means their prices can fluctuate similarly to stocks. However, the variations are generally not as pronounced. Bonds are traded for several reasons. Changes in interest rates, bond prices typically move inversely to interest rate changes, variations in the credit rating of the bond, or shifts in the supply and demand dynamics of the bond markets. For instance, when interest rates rise, new bonds paying higher interest become more attractive, and the prices of existing bonds with lower rates tend to drop. Investors can trade bonds through brokerages, and the market for this is vast and varied. Types of tradable bonds include corporate bonds. These are issued by companies to fund operations, expansions, or specific projects. There's government bonds, such as U.S. Treasuries, issued to fund governmental fiscal activities. These are considered among the safest investments, particularly those issued by financially stable governments. And finally, there's municipal bonds issued by states, cities, or counties to fund public projects like roads, schools, and hospitals. These often offer tax-free interest payments, making them particularly attractive to investors in higher tax brackets. Understanding how to incorporate bonds into your investment strategy depends on your risk tolerance, investment goals, and overall market environment. For many investors, bonds provide a way to preserve capital and generate steady income, serving as a counterbalance to the more volatile stock positions in a portfolio. Owning property can be as satisfying as a hearty homemade stew. It's substantial, customizable to your taste, and typically appreciates over time, providing a dual benefit of rental income and value increases. Real estate is a foundational component of many investment portfolios due to its potential for high returns and its use as a hedge against inflation. Let's simmer down into the details of long-term and short-term real estate investments, including the booming short-term rental market. Real estate investments can be broadly categorized into residential, commercial, and industrial properties. Each category offers unique opportunities and challenges, with residential real estate being the most accessible to individual investors. Here you can choose between long-term rentals, which provide steady, predictable income through monthly rents, and short-term rentals, which can offer higher potential returns but come with higher volatility and operational demands. Let's take a look at the short-term rental market. The rise of platforms like Airbnb has revolutionized residential real estate, making short-term rentals a lucrative investment strategy for many property owners. These platforms allow homeowners to rent out their properties or portions of their homes for short periods, often at a higher rate per night than traditional rental properties. This model can significantly increase your income potential, especially in tourist-heavy locations or during peak travel seasons. However, the short-term rental market isn't without its risks and challenges. Many cities and municipalities are tightening regulations around short-term rentals, which can include restrictions on the number of days a property can be rented out, zoning laws that prohibit short-term rentals in certain areas, or the requirement of licenses that can be costly or difficult to obtain. Additionally, some regions are imposing extra taxes on short-term rentals, which can erode profits. Moreover, the operational demands of managing a short-term rental are considerably higher than those of traditional rentals. Owners must deal with frequent tenant turnovers, maintain higher standards of upkeep, and manage online listings and bookings. The COVID-19 pandemic has also shown how susceptible the short-term rental market can be to global travel disruptions, leading to significant income volatility. For those looking for a more stable investment, long-term residential rentals provide a more predictable income stream and less turnover, reducing operational stresses. Additionally, owning real estate long-term has traditionally been a great wealth-building strategy, as properties generally appreciate in value over time. The key is selecting the right location, Properties in growing cities or neighborhoods with strong rental markets tend to appreciate the most. In essence, real estate investment, whether short or long term, requires careful consideration of market conditions, regulatory environments, and your own capacity to manage property demands. As part of your broader investment strategy, real estate can provide substantial diversification benefits, helping to stabilize your overall portfolio when other investments might be underperforming. For those who want a bit of everything, mutual funds and ETFs or exchange-traded funds are like the grand buffet of the investment world. Just as we previously explored index funds as one type of fund that tracks a specific market index, there are many other kinds of funds that cater to various investment appetites and strategies. Whether you're a fan of aggressive growth or prefer a more conservative approach, these funds offer a way to diversify your risk across a variety of assets, effectively spreading out potential volatility and opportunity. So let's take a look at some of the different types of mutual funds. There are first equity funds. These funds invest primarily in stocks and are categorized based on the company size, the investment style of the holdings, and geography. They aim for growth and are higher risk compared to bond funds. Within equity funds, you can have subcategories like large cap, mid cap, small cap, international, and then there are sector-specific funds. There's also fixed income funds, also known as bond funds. They invest in debt securities and aim to provide regular income to investors. These are generally lower risk compared to equity funds and are popular among conservative investors or those seeking steady income. Next up are balanced funds. These funds combine both equities and fixed income securities in varying proportions. They aim to provide a balance between the potential for growth and the assurance of income, making them suitable for investors looking for a moderate risk profile. Next up are index funds. As previously mentioned, these funds aim to replicate the performance of a specific index like the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They offer broad market exposure, low operating costs, and low portfolio turnover. And finally, there's money market funds. These funds invest in short-term fixed income securities such as government bonds, treasury bills, bankers' acceptances, commercial paper, and certificates of deposit. They are generally a safer investment than other types of mutual funds and are used by investors as a place to park their money temporarily. Let's take a look now at the different types of ETFs. Well, there's stock ETFs. These track a particular stock index and aim to mirror its performance at a fraction of the cost of owning the stocks outright. Then there's bond ETFs. Similar to bond mutual funds, these ETFs focus on investments in various types of debt instruments. They offer liquidity similar to that of stocks while providing exposure to the fixed income market. Then there's sector and industry ETFs. These funds target specific sectors or industries such as technology, healthcare, or energy, allowing investors to bet on the sectors they believe will outperform the broader market. There's also commodity ETFs. These funds invest in commodities, including physical goods or raw materials such as gold, oil, and agricultural products. They are used often as a hedge against inflation and currency risks. And finally, there are thematic ETFs. These are a type of ETF that invests in stocks and other assets focused on particular investment themes such as disruptive technologies, environmental sustainability, or emerging market trends. Each type of fund serves different investor needs and risk tolerance levels, from those looking for safety and steady income to those seeking growth and willing to accept more risk. Let's move on to more exotic delights, venture capital and cryptocurrencies. For those with a palate for the daring and unconventional, venture capital and cryptocurrencies represent the exotic spices of the investment world. They are high risk and potentially high reward, appealing to the adventurous investor who isn't afraid to explore the less trodden paths. Venture capital involves injecting funding into startups or small businesses with strong growth potential. Unlike traditional investments, venture capital is about fueling innovation and potential market disruptors. The risks are substantial as many startups fail, but the rewards can be equally significant if the business succeeds. Venture capitalists not only invest money, but often provide guidance and resources to help these companies grow, aiming for a profitable exit through an IPO or sale in the future. Cryptocurrencies, on the other hand, are digital or virtual currencies which are nearly impossible to counterfeit. Among the most known is Bitcoin, which remains the flagship of the crypto world. Cryptocurrencies are famed for their volatility, but they also offer unique opportunities for significant gains. A particularly intriguing aspect of Bitcoin is the halving event, which occurs approximately every 4 years. This phenomenon is built into Bitcoin's code and cuts the reward for mining new blocks in half. So why does this matter? Well, halving reduces the rate at which new Bitcoins are generated and thus theoretically increases scarcity and drives demand. The halving event is significant because it impacts Bitcoin's inflation rate and essentially its supply. Historically, these events have preceded some of the biggest runs in Bitcoin's price, although past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. The theory is that with the slowing of new supply, if demand remains strong, the price could go up. However, this is not guaranteed as it heavily depends on broader market dynamics and investor sentiment. The impact of Bitcoin's halving extends beyond just the price of Bitcoin itself. It has a psychological and speculative influence on the broader cryptocurrency market. Many investors watch these events closely as potential indicators of the beginning of bull runs or periods of rising prices. However, it's crucial to approach these events with a healthy dose of skepticism and an awareness of the risks involved, as the market can be unpredictable and influenced by numerous external factors beyond halving. Whether you're drawn to the high-stakes world of venture capital or the cutting-edge innovations in cryptocurrencies, these investments require a bold approach and an understanding of their complexities. To help you apply today's insights, I prepared a worksheet that's your personal menu planner. It will guide you through evaluating your current investment mix, understanding your risk appetite, and defining your financial goals. It's time to personalize your strategy and decide how much of each investment type belongs on your plate. Remember, the world of investing is like a grand buffet. The right choices can not only satisfy your immediate appetite, but also ensure lasting health and wealth. Dive into this buffet with knowledge and strategy, and you'll be feasting on the fruits of your investments for years to come. So grab your utensils and let's get strategic about your investments. Happy investment, and see you at the next session where we keep building your financial empire, one smart choice at a time.